I got a chance to chat with Austin Jackson, so I wanted to do a couple of minutes with him, and then we'll go forward. But Austin Jackson, you're playing again, Austin.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's kicked off, and everything's going good, and just enjoying the getting things started here with the new team and, you know, everybody meshing. And
yeah, there's something to it, and you and Andrew, obviously Tony Watson here and Longoria, you guys add something to the clubhouse. Can you feel that?
Well, sure. I mean, I think you take a team with, you know, that already have guys with experience, and then you add more guys with experience. You know, it's just an experienced group. So, you know, but honestly, you know, it's a clubhouse. You know, I've never really been a part of, like I said, with a lot of guys having experience, you know, and everybody kind of goes about their business and gets themselves ready on a daily basis differently. And that's kind of, you know, it's nice to see that. It's good to see, you know, veteran guys that, you know, take care of their business and, you know, get themselves prepared for a season.
Now, you've been around Hall of Famers before, early in your career with the Yankees, but what about Mays and McCovey and Perry and those guys?
No, man, it was pretty refreshing to hear them speak yesterday, you know, and just talk about, you know, experiences and, you know, pitchers that they faced. And, you know, it's something that, you know, you never know when you're going to get a moment or a chance to, you know, hear Hall of Famers speak like that again. And, you know, you can really soak in a lot of information, you know, just by sitting there and just listening to them talk.
Yeah, their enthusiasm. Isn't it amazing, 80 years old, their enthusiasm and their recollections?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, very sharp, you know, still, you know, answering, you know, any question, you know, on command. And, you know, you can tell that, you know, just being around the clubhouse still, you know, keeps them involved and, you know, keeps them young, so.
Has Willie talked to you about playing center field yet?
No, not yet. I'm looking forward to that sit down though. I'm gonna get it at some point for we leave. Absolutely.
Yeah, trust me. I've seen it with Pagan. I've seen it with Span, and he's gonna say, "How do you hold your glove? Where do you throw the ball? How do you come up? How do you go back? Get ready."
Oh yeah, yeah. I've already heard. I'm looking forward to it though. You know.
Well, Austin Jackson, with us, just one last thought. Spring training, I mean, for everybody, it's hope, it's optimism. You don't know where the season's going to go. You've been in the playoffs before. It's the beauty of spring training. You just don't know.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think, like you said, you don't know, but when you, I was touching on it earlier about, you know, just having a veteran group. Guys are doing what they have to do to get prepared for a season and not really looking too far into the future. Obviously, you know, you have the goal set, and but I think that, you know, it's a process to get to that point. So you got to trust that process and, you know, keep working every day to you know, prepare yourself for that time.
All right. Pleasure having you on. Have a good weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. That's Austin Jackson. More coming up. KNBR 680, the Sports Leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the Sports Leader.